For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The growing field of candidates for city council in Lansing includes Justin DeBoer, a 27-year-old lifelong Lansing resident who makes his living as a cook. DeBoer has entered the crowded field of candidates for one of two at-large seats on the city council. At this point, there are six at-large candidates. One factor that motivated Justin DeBoer to enter the race is how he thinks the actions of President Donald Trump could affect the city.
He is slashing funds for EPA funds as well, so that means if there's no funds for EPA, that means Lansing funds for cleaning up the water, making sure it's clean, will lose funding as well. That's one. And also, there's a separate issue, but I want to talk about Board and Water Light is prorating customers' bills and not reading their meters, and everybody is upset about it. It affects every resident in Lansing, and nobody has brought any solutions to it, and I want to work on a solution so nobody's being ripped off and should pay what they actually use and not what they guess.
Can you expand on your concerns about the billing practices of the Lansing Board of Water and Light?
Thing is, they don't actually check everybody's meters. They estimate it, prorating the bill. Sometimes people pay $300 extra than what they really should be paying, and when the customers complain, they tell them, oh, you could pay it now and we'll credit your bill next. People can't afford to do that. You know, that would, you know, they'll put people in jeopardy losing the electricity if they can't figure out how they're going to pay the balance in full or lose, you know. So that's another solution I want to be fixed.
Tell me about your qualifications. I understand you're a cook for a living. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What are your qualifications? Why should voters consider voting for you?
Well, I wasn't only a cook. I've done landscaping. I've done many off and on jobs. I volunteered for the Hillary Clinton campaign. I got a lot of people to sign up for signatures. I know Lansing pretty well and what the current issues are. And Donald Trump is going to affect Lansing pretty much because the sanctuary city issue, they voted against it recently because of the wording, and there were issues about the federal fundings that would be cut if it was passed. So right now they're trying to decide what they're going to do now.
I understand you're concerned with how the city deals with medical marijuana businesses and patients. Can you expand on that for me?
Well, right now the new ordinance is pretty restrictive, and patients and caregivers and entrepreneurs are worried that most shops would close down on their new proposed ordinances. You know, I believe it's restrictive. I think they should redraft it, scrap the current plan and redraft it, and get more patients and caregivers and entrepreneurs involved, you know, have more say and be more fair, because the zoning restrictions are too restrictive.
Justin DeBoer is running for an at-large seat on the Lansing City Council. Justin, thank you.
You're welcome.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.